Were you guys real responsible drivers? Were you good drivers when you were 16?
I was a good driver, but at times a wild driver.
Yeah, I was the same. I was immediately better than my mom and sisters when I got my license.
Yeah, most men are. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was not. I would not say I was a good driver.
I drove way too fast. Way too fast. I took my cousin one time on these country roads. We used to go out because we both turned 16 at the same time, and we'd see how fast we could go. In between Lancaster and Wilmer Hutchins, there was a stretch where I got my old Monte Carlo up to 120. And it was a two-lane road, and I can't believe I did that. I would never do that, ever do that again, unless I was being chased, someone trying to kill me. But I could have killed myself, my cousin, someone out on the side of the road.
So what's the mindset? Nothing's real?
It's freedom. Yeah. It's your first, you know how kids love to ride a bike when they're 8 because it's freedom. You get away from the house and you're like in control of your own thing, and you've got this car and all you've seen all your childhood are adults driving a car, and you finally feel like you're cool and adult and free to make a decision. I can go this fast if I want to.
Brutal.
I know there's a speed limit here, but I'm going to be cool and I'm going to be an adult. And you just don't think right. You don't think rationally.
Yeah, but did your dad ever get the family truck strapped to 120 and
no.
Show you, hey, son, this is what being an adult is?
You're just trying to get a feel for the thing. You know, what's it like to go fast?
Mm-hmm.
Too. I had a friend who had a Caprice, and we got that up to about 120 on the tollway with traffic weaving in and out. So dumb. So dumb. Now, we could have hit someone, killed a family of four.
Mm-hmm.
Had that cloud over your whole life and spend your whole life in depression.
But that thought never entered your mind.
No, of course not. That happens to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the music.